Through his lawyer, Robert Stephen Wright applied for but has been denied bail while he waits on the appeal of his conviction for second-degree murder in the death of Renee Sweeney. All other details from the July 25 bail hearing are protected by a publication ban. Wright is currently serving a life prison sentence, with parole eligibility after 12 years. He has been in custody since his arrest in 2018, and is currently incarcerated at the Joyceville Institution near Kingston. Sweeney was at work at a video store in a plaza at 1500 Paris Saint when, on the morning of January 27, 1998, she was stabbed more than 30 times and died at the scene. No one was arrested in connection with her murder until 2018, despite the largest investigation in Sudbury police history. In 2018, police connected Wright to the scene through DNA. At the time, Wright was an 18-year-old student at Lockerbie Composite School, which was within walking distance of the store where Sweeney worked. His trial began with jury selection on February 21, 2023, and after a little over a month of evidence and testimony, the jury began their deliberations March 28, 2023. The Crown rested its case after calling to the stand Sweeney's manager, eyewitnesses to the aftermath of the killing, police officers who investigated the crime and forensic scientists who could offer context to DNA evidence found. The defense called Wright himself, who said that he had found Sweeney injured, but did not kill her. Testifying he believed she was already dead, Wright said he fled the scene. He was found guilty on March 29, 2023. But 8 months later, in December of that year, Sudbury.com learned that North Bay Police had begun their own investigation of Wright. Police confirmed it the next day, announcing they had charged Wright with one count of criminal harassment, two counts of sexual assault, and one count of forcible confinement. A release was issued December 14. Criminal investigators from the North Bay Police Service received information from the Greater Sudbury Police Service in regards to a historical sexual assault that had occurred in North Bay between 2015 and 2016, it reads. The accused, who is currently serving a life sentence in Kingston, Ontario, was informed of the new charges, and remains in custody. It is unclear if he will need to apply for or be granted bail on these charges. When justices are deciding bail applications, the Criminal Code of Canada requires they consider three aspects. Will those charged with an offence appear in court when required? Have they considered the public safety by assessing and managing any potential risks if an accused person is released? And will their decision maintain the public's confidence in the justice system? Wright had three bail hearings before his trial began in 2023. He was denied bail each time. Jenny LaMothe covers vulnerable and marginalized populations, as well as housing issues and the justice system for Sudbury.com.